Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, my old heart's beating with excitement. There's stress, there's strain, there's a battle on. We're at war with Satan. He doesn't like us. We're making inroads into the territory that he's held captive for hundreds of years, the American Indians. Good people. I don't have time to rehearse all that, but believe me, all those Indians didn't go to hell before Columbus got over here with the Bible, because God revealed his will through a cloud in the sky or a white buffalo or something. And you may laugh at that, but God is a just God, and there is a light that lighteth the pathway of every man. And just as the Gentiles had to have the revelation of the Jehovah Jireh, the God of Israel, his chosen people, and had to have a revelation of his son, Jesus Christ, that came and died on the cross. Neighbor, that's the focal point. That's the center for everyone that lived the hundreds of years or thousands of years before Calvary and those that have lived a couple of thousand years now since Calvary. It's the focal point. They looked ahead to the sacrifice that God would make. And God gave them a system of priesthood, and God gave them a system of prophets, and God gave them a system of sacrifices, and they put a sheep and oxen and altars. They built altars, and they made sacrifices unto the Almighty God. But it was show forth the great sacrifice. Without the shedding of blood, there'd be no remission of sins. And that was a type of the Lamb of God that became the great sacrifice for all mankind before and after. And they basically had the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill, you couldn't steal, and you couldn't bear false witness. They said, speak with a forked tongue. That's one of the main things where the white man failed him. Come over here, and they believed us in many cases. We made treaties, and we agreed. We took advantage of it, and we broke our word. And it's to the place where it's pretty hard for an Indian that was born and raised out on some reservation and gone through what they've gone through at the hands of white society to believe that white men really care about them. And that's been one of the joys of this ministry. I've praised God that I had the privilege, and the fellows that go along with me, it blesses our souls to realize, hey, I'm where God wants me, and God is using me. And I'll never forget when that big cry in January of 97 came from the old tribe back there in north of McLaughlin, South Dakota. And I'll tell you, they were destitute. The roads had been closed for a solid month. I mean closed, no mail, nothing, shut down. And the little old country mom and pop stores and trading posts and all, there's white ranchers out there, and they could drive to Rapid City or some other town where it's close and big and get their supplies at the supermarket. But when the roads got closed, they went right down to the trading post and bought everything off of the shelves. And the Indians that didn't have the money, they bought what they could, but the shelves were bare. And it got so desperate that the government stepped in and they sent the army out there, the National Guard, and there were snow cats, and there were old Indians that liked to live away from white society that were out on the end of some mud road with 40 or 50 shacks, little colonies like old Bear Creek on the Cheyenne River. I think of that so many times. They want to keep separate. And they were caught out there. And then there were old people that lived maybe a mile away from the little old settlement of Indians. And they were trapped. And the army did a wonderful job getting in there and rescuing snowbound Indians. But about all they had was K-rations and army food. And it wasn't like they feed the troops. It was emergency rations. And they were in dire straits. And there were people that were hungry. And the tribe knew that I had brought food by the truckload to about four different mission stations. We were into 18-wheelers by that time. And this was in 97. And they said, we want to buy a load of food from you. We can't get any food. Nobody will deliver. There's snow. And you've come through some bad storms to get here. Would you help us? We'll pay you. And I said, well, I don't have anything to sell. I give it away. And I'm just, it keeps me going to try to find enough stuff to meet the needs. I'm doing the best I can. Well, will you help us? Well, what would you say, neighbor? I said, of course I'll help you do what I can. And we got a full load on, and I picked my best driver, old Marv Betcher, bless his heart, that old Sand Hill, Nebraska boy. He moved out here as a kid with his daddy and family, settled at Dallas, Oregon, and ended up a deep-sea fisherman with his dream boat and a steel-hull 50-foot beauty. He had a Cadillac or whatever brand it was, but it was top of the line in boats. And he put in along the shores of Washington and Oregon and British Columbia and little old fishing villages and passed out Bibles. He cared about Indians. And he had some Indians working on his boat. At sea one day, heard a gravelly old voice say, hello there, neighbor, and heard the story, and he looked me up, and he joined up with me. You that listen regularly have heard the story 1,000 times, but you bear with it, because there's new listeners. I'm glad to tell you our radio audience is mushrooming, and we thank God for it. So we got that stuff all loaded up, and Marv used to drive logging trucks when fishing season was down, and he knew about chaining up and fighting snow and mud roads with big old loads. And we took out and we sailed through to got clear into the edge of North Dakota before we hit the big storms. And, man, it was bad. To make a long story short, that first night in South Dakota, we buried it in the snow and we had to sit in the truck and keep the engine running. And it was 27 degrees below zero with a 55-mile-an-hour sustained wind with gusts up to 75. And the drifts were everywhere, and we couldn't go any farther. I'm never so glad to see blue and red lights a-flashing. The State Patrol, the Indian Bureau, the government, everybody's looking for the rescue truck that's coming in. It's a little old preacher like this, a stump truck. Some say I shouldn't say that, but I'm not ashamed of the fact that I grew up among cowboys and ranchers and loggers and working men and guys on the river. I've spent my hitch. I worked for Willamette Tug and Barge one time, and I've been in the woods, and I've been on ranches with cows and all, and I have nothing to boast about. The only thing I've got to boast about is Jesus found me. And he heard my cry, and he saved me. And we got back there with that food. They plowed a trail across. They took us all the way across North Dakota and got us in there. And there'd be several miles that didn't need to plow anything. It was blowed dry, and then it'd be drifts. And one of the big drifts was the cut they made just with the rotary was 18 feet deep that we went through. And so that old Indian said, I can't believe that white men would do this, but we know why you did it. And he pursed his old Indian lips, Indian style, and rolled his head back, and his eyes looked heavenward to the Great Spirit. And he pointed upward, and he said, that's the reason. And he said, you can preach to us, and we will listen. You care about us. So it's exciting. Now, you tune in every day this week because things are happening. Right now, Kenny Azures are coming this way from Wolf Point, Montana. We're going to help that boy get a house to put out there by that new church. a double wide. And I want you to tune in and hear the details of it and get in on the action. We need help. This mission is operating by faith. The first thing is, Lord, what do you want us to do? How do you want us to do it? Where do you want us to do it? And Lord, how are we going to get it done? And we'll never get it done without the hand of God. And God's hand moves on his people, and his people stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And like a mighty army moves the church of God. If you're a true believer and if you care, neighbor, we have a responsibility to the red man, the Indian, the American. He was here. He didn't come from Africa or China or Ireland or England or Germany. He was right here. And the white man came. It's been a rough go for them. We can't correct everything that was wrong. We can't solve all the problems, but we can point them to the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Neighbor, that's what we're doing. And Lord, if there's anyone out there that needs help and they don't have a source, send them by this old preacher and give me the chance to help them find Jesus, and we'll give thee the praise in Jesus' name, and thine shall be the glory, for we ask it of thee. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.